When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, you've waited for it the last 2 days. It's finally here. Tis the season for penile fractures.
Ow.
That, according to, well, studies from the National Institutes of Health, as well as, this is fun, Feet Finder conducted this study. I was like, wait, that doesn't sound like a research
outlet. No, they're known for...
No, it's a place where you go to buy and sell foot photos.
Well, they're known for their investigative journalism in the Arch system.
Well, here's what they have found.
Big fan of Arch Manning.
They have found that Google searches for the term penile fracture spikes 234% between December 24th and December 26th. Everybody getting frisky on Christmas. So, I don't know if it's the booze, if it's the holiday spirit. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's happening more then, but if people are Googling it more then, it's happening to somebody.
I was going
to
say, is it because they're doing it incorrectly or because they got the incorrect GIF and then paying the price for it?
I don't think it doesn't seem, at least according to this study and this article, that it's because of paying the price. It seems that it's more likely that feelings are at a higher pitch across the board, that there's more alcohol involved in the holidays.
It is the best gift to give.
And, you know, people trying to cozy up. So people connecting and I apparently getting a little bit out of hand. Now, this is becoming...
a little bit.
This is becoming more of a PSA, but... I can inform you that penile fractures usually occur during, quote, wild sex. This according to research leader Dr. Nikolaus Pirgides of the Ludwig Maximilian University in Munich. So,
is this like a you know it when you see it type of thing? Or is there like a...
I'm glad you asked.
Can you quantify it?
Well, are you talking about the wild sex or you know a fractured penis when you see it?
Both.
Yeah, okay. I'd like to know the definition officially of what wild sex is.
It seems like he's just talking about going at it more vigorously than usual.
Tis the season.
Because they do go on to say there are three most common positions in which this happens. It happened. I don't know what I'm actually allowed to say and describe on this program. So I'm going to say the three most common positions that you probably assume, those are the ones that it happens most often in. So
the most common positions that we all do it in.
Sure. Okay. So it seems like it's less about how they're doing it and more about the vigor with which they're doing it.
The vigor with
that
which.
That causes this
overuse injury.
So you asked Will how you knew when this had happened. Well, the victims of the injury can usually identify the fracture by hearing an audible crack.
Oh, God.
Followed by pain.
That sound right there, what Jordan just made.
Yeah. Followed by pain and quickly losing your erection.
Just hearing you describe it made me make that sound.
The article
like,
actually says it's not a broken candy cane, but it kind of is. The penis will also look similar to an eggplant after the injury occurs. No good eggplant emojis here.
That's why they use
I'm guessing purple and swollen is what Dr. Pirgides is telling us.
That I love that Feet Finder was at the forefront of this information.
Well, so they're the ones that figured out the spike in the search percentage, leading them to believe that this injury spikes during the holidays. This Dr. Nikolaos Pirigides, he has all the info on the penile fracture. We've also learned from the National Institute of Health that one in every 100,000 American males will suffer from a broken penis in their lifetime.
Johnny Knoxville did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Was he doing something dumb or was he boinking?
They were doing a skit, I guess, for his show. And I don't know if
was
I can
he,
say it on there.
What was he? I don't know and if I want
no,
to.
No, 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 no.
What was he doing with it?
It actually isn't bad. It actually, well, it's not bad in theory. They were trying to do like some sort of motorcycle flip or thing. And when he got up into the air, the one thing they told him was don't let go of the motorcycle. Well, he let go of the motorcycle. And when he landed on his back, 2 seconds later, the motorcycle landed on him.
I remember that. Mm.
Yeah.
He ended up in the hospital for a while, and he had six injuries. One of them was a fractured.
He broke it. Yeah, there was a point where he is getting up, and it's on video. Like, you can YouTube it, and you don't, to my knowledge and memory, you don't see anything. But I remember him just specifically being like, it's bleeding a lot.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah, did you see the text?
Oh no, I did not.
You
Hold
should
on.
Look at the Vancouver Ford text.
Oh, okay. Well, leave it to our listeners. Someone says that they have experienced this injury before.
No.
And it sucks.
I'm so sorry.
I did not think that it would be joyful.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I am curious about more detail. How this happened.
I don't want...
How bad, like...
I don't know
how
that
bad
I want to
was
know
it.
How, I don't know that I want to know
so
how
here's,
bad this
okay,
happened.
So here's the other thing in the PSA.
I don't want to know how it happened.
You don't need to know. You don't have to look at the text line, Will. Though non-life-threatening, certain penile fractures may require surgery and weeks of recovery. If you don't get it taken care of, patients could risk permanent damage to sexual function or urinary function, or you could be left with permanent curvature of the penis.
Yeah. Can you imagine having to call that one in? Like,
or poor function, or a lifetime of painful erections.
Or all of it.
Every time you're sporting wood, it's going to hurt again. That I don't like.
Can you imagine having to call your boss and be like, hey, so I have to have surgery. I am going to be out for the next 2 weeks. Oh, what do you have in surgery? I don't want to tell you. It's a lower body injury, and I will see you in 3 weeks. Do you have to wear a diaper? You probably have to wear a diaper, right?
Maybe. So, when I was in college,
you wore a diaper.
One term I didn't have any classes on Friday, and I decided I was going to take like a yoga or relaxation class.
Oh yeah.
And I showed up on the first day, and they're having us do different stretches and poses, and like this kind of hippy dippy looking guy, like kind of softly mentions to the teacher, I'm not going to be able to do some of these exercises today because of a surgery. And the teacher's like, oh, that's fine. No problem. She's very like, I don't know, with it and hippy dippy herself. She's like, well, what did you injure? And he's like, oh, it's personal. I'm not really going to get into it. And she goes, oh, well, I'm sure that there's still lots of the stretches and poses that you could do. Just tell me more about your injury. He's like, I don't know if I really need to. And she's like, it's okay. This is like a safe space. And he's like, I had surgery on my scrotum.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'm like, lady, there's an obvious reason this man didn't want to tell you the personal nature of his injury. Stop asking.
He pulled an Andy Bernard. That's awesome.
That's right. He pulled a Nard Dog.